good morning. It is November 12th, 2006. This is the 27th, am I right?
Yes!
Episode of the TryGames.net podcast.
Yes!
I am your host, Chalupa, and I'm here with two ladies. We've got, Al is not here with us today, but we have Ethan.
Bam.
Back from the dead. Back from the whale's vagina that is San Diego. And we have Toner.
La chidarem la malo. Lord me did I just see, bitch!
Stop it.
Good ending. And we are, not the eve, because eve technically means the night before, but for figurative speech, we are on the eve of the PlayStation 3 and Nintendo launches happening this week and next Sunday.
Oh my god, my buns are tight just thinking about it.
Your buns are looser than you. They're as loose as your dad's.
Oh,
damn it!
Oh,
Jesus! I got nothing today!
Ugh, that was nasty and unhumorous, yeah. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you're probably hungover from, I don't know, liposuction. I don't get it. Okay.
Nobody Jesus got nothing to
say.
Shut
Thank
up.
You for tuning in, folks.
See you next week. Bastards. Anyway, before we move on, as usual, and to start with Whale Vagina, since he hasn't been here, what have you been playing? Nothing.
Oh man, have I not been playing?
I went
anything.
To San Diego
let me
to
tell
have
you
some
how
more
much of nothing I've been playing.
And,
so much of nothing. It's
chess
been crazy.
Again?
Nothing. Maybe a little. I think I played a game of chess sitting in class the other night.
The scene between your balls.
That's what I've been
getting your education
to.
On. Yeah.
It is just pathetic. I apologize, but it is going to slow down.
Mossy, son,
bit.
What?
I should have some good weekend time to be playing. I'm really looking forward to the new Splinter Cell.
Mm.
I am currently trying
out.
To get my way through Chaos Theory to finish it because I refuse to buy the new one until I finish Chaos Theory because it's my thing.
Oh, you're so anal.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know,
if.
See, I have no idea if that's a port of the 360 version or the current gen version.
What? The new version? Oh, really? They just ported
yeah.
it? They're not.
I'm
not
honestly not sure.
Oh, no.
They always port it between consoles,
oh,
you know what I mean?
No.
The PC and the Xbox versions of the original Splinter Cell were like, you know, they're basically ports of each other. I mean, it doesn't mean it didn't work well at all, because it did work well.
Yeah, but...
What I'm saying is that, though, is that the Splinter Cell for the Xbox 360 is actually very different from the Splinter Cell on the Xbox.
For Double Agent,
they didn't,
you think?
Yeah, they didn't just port Double Agent over to the Xbox and dumb down the graphics. They actually made a slightly different game.
Hmm.
Like, the multiplayer is different, and some of the maps are different. And the story is different. And actually, from what I hear from GameSpot, at the very least, is that it doesn't matter because both versions are really good.
Well,
okay.
I'm still upset because I want to play it all. Now I have to buy a fucking Xbox.
Or a PlayStation 2.
Oh. Well, no. Xbox looks way better. I'll buy an Xbox.
Of course.
You don't even play games, you're going to go out and buy an
Listen,
Xbox.
I'll
you have no time.
I'll
Shut
suck
the
a
fuck
dick
up.
For a Splinter Cell game. You don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Blizzard.
You know what's interesting? GameSpot has yet to post their own review for Double Agent on the PC, even though it's been out for several days now.
The PC version actually, according to the release list, only came out recently.
Yeah, no, it came out 2 days ago, but I've seen reviews come up the day of release.
Yeah, sometimes they do that, and then sometimes they take a long-ass time. Like, there was this game
called
Contact
with the
Nintendo DS.
Right, but this was kind of a major release. I'm surprised. Usually with the really big games, they get it out there pretty quickly.
Well, what do you want? Do you want an in-depth review, or do you want, like, a stupid piece of shit review? Like
No. They've already had the game, dude. They've had the production game.
Oh, okay.
They could put out a new review, a good review on the day of the release. They're just busy.
Mm.
They are busy. It's the holiday season. They just got PS3s
yep.
in last weekend. They
yep.
just got the Nintendo in, like, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the publishers are, like, throwing games at them. And they're like, here are 30 games. Get these ready by next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it actually got... It got good ratings from the user reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But,
The PC version?
Yeah, the PC version.
Oh.
PC version got 8.9... And everything else got 8.8.
Was it full of reviews that said, oh my god, this is the best game ever?
Yeah, no. The one from 8.9 is the, it's 207 votes. So it's actually, there's a number of votes in there, but, you know, there's
All
a lot
friends.
Of fair. Doesn't feel like a Splinter Cell. That's a 7.8. Is this a beta? 7.8. Oh, somebody gave it a 4.3. If you have a supercomputer and good patience, please buy it. But that's bad English, so I disregard that review.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of 10s and a lot of 9.5, 9.1, 9.7.
Yeah, I don't ever... I gotta sift through them and spotlight, like, the...
Yeah, exactly. Like, it takes... You know, yeah, that's what I do. I'll look at, like, the aggregate score, and then I just go and try and read some of the ones at the very top and some of the ones at the
very
bottom.
That are legible.
What's that?
That are legible.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They're all chronological, so if you get an inundation of, like, shit reviews that decide to post at the same time, then you're gonna have to sift way down at the bottom for the good reviews.
Yeah, I mean, this one, this guy, who gave it a 9.1, he's admitting there are some bugs and some problems people are having that he read. He went and installed it, and it ran fine in his machine, but he doesn't, you know, take away the fact that it's having some problems, looks like it's having some problems on other people's machines.
Right. Get Windows Vista, damn it. It's not their fault. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But, yeah, it looks like some of them are talking about patches, so there may be some real technical issues with this one, given
Ubisoft
requirements, but we'll see. I'm excited for it.
Ooh. Ooh. Tony!
Yeah!
Oh, this one's a great review by Teolant.
He's talking to me now. You fucking had your turn. Now shut the hell up.
He just interrupted Tony. I'll
go ahead and continue and talk over Tony.
Please continue. Please. I give you the floor again.
I'm going to. It says almost all it's supposed to be, but it's let down by some hardware issues. All in all, a great game. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh my god. So
now I'll just talk about the bad, which is also.
I knew you were going to do that. You're so fucking
corny. I know you knew it. Go shut it.
God, man. Corny. Shut up!
Hey, go.
All right, so I've been playing Empire Earth, Age of Empires. What? Not
Two different games.
That would be the worst title ever. Empire Earth.
The Art
Age
of Conquest. Sorry, The Art of Conquest. It's a long-winded title.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I've been playing that. I love that game. That's my favorite RTS ever.
Oh, wait, sweet. This is the first one or the second one?
This is the expansion pack to the
of
first
the
one.
Of the first one. Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, so, and this is my favorite RTS ever. Ever.
Do
ever.
You sleep with it?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
In
yeah.
the bed?
So,
Hello?
Yeah, I've been playing that, and that's pretty much it.
Wow.
What I'm looking forward to is the same thing I'm looking forward to last week, because I didn't have a chance this week to pick it up. Vice City
Vice
Stories.
Vice City Horries.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
Vice City Stories and Family Guy. I know Family Guy,
that's right.
It's a bad game, but I gotta pick it up.
When are you getting Ghost Recon?
Oh, that game? So I could play with nobody online?
Alright, look, you just be prepared. Get the damn game.
Yeah, listen, we'll play, what is this, Company of Heroes, and then we'll talk, okay?
Oh, snap. All right.
Yeah,
snap,
nothing. I bought that game for the express,
you
know, reason to play with
you. Did
you
play it at all?
Of course I played it, but you know I don't play it just for, you know, I don't like the missions and stuff. I like playing skirmishes, but it's no fun, you know?
I can't believe it's no fun. What are you talking about?
It's just no fun. I like to beat the shit out of you.
Please, you can't beat the shit out of me. We've gone through this.
Oh, we've gone through this, and you always quit when you know you can't win against me.
Please, you just build up massive defense.
You
never attack anybody.
Last time we played a game, that's
Please.
Exactly
all
what
do,
happened.
All you do is build up wall after wall after wall.
Yeah, I'm not going to put in the time and effort to try to beat him, because I'm just such a fag.
No, you don't
I'm
even
a loser.
Put time and effort. You don't attack.
I can't beat him. Let's quit this game. Tony, buy a new game, because I can't beat you at this.
All you want to do is build up a nice wall. You can, like, curl up in it like a little warm blanket, like you're back
you're
in your
fucking
mama's
baby.
Womb.
That's all you want.
Please, you're a baby sitting. That's why you build that fucking wall of shame around
yourself. You can't
beat
me. That's all
it's
it is.
A wall
and you
of
get
shame.
Frustrated. Yeah, you get. We go 3 hours or 4 hours into the game, and you're like, oh, fuck this shit. I can't beat
four
him.
Hours.
I never could beat him.
We go 8
Sooner
hours.
Sooner or later, he's going to beat me, and that's just shameful.
Oh,
I can't
please.
Lose.
You've
I don't want to lose.
Me. You never beat me, loser.
Oh, all my right. God. So, anyway,
you suck.
Yeah, I'm not buying Ghost Recon until
you
we
suck.
Play that other game. Sorry.
You suck.
Sorry.
You suck.
Yeah. That's it.
Austin?
Huh? What? Huh? Como?
What have you been playing, bitch?
Huh? I was sleeping and shit. Huh?
What have you been playing?
Guitar Hero 2. And that's about it.
That's it, really?
Well, what else? What do you play?
Almost. I basically...
How many enemies did you kill in Guitar Hero 2?
75! Plus 5. With a 7 plus sword of penis shielding in Diablo? What? No, I bought it on Tuesday.
You bought Diablo?
And
Shut the fuck up, Ethan.
All right, I'm just kidding. Jesus Christ.
We got to Guitar Hero 2 on Tuesday. I brought it home, and then I started playing it at like 6, and I went through all the tracks, all the 40 main tracks, and finished up at like about 12:30. So
wow.
I basically woke up the next day with a hangover. Because you're looking at all those notes.
Yeah, and you're seeing your
like scrolling at you for like 6 hours straight. I mean, it was 6 hours because I took I did some recording on the webcam of some of the songs that I did really well. And so I took some time out to video edit that. Obviously, I took some time out to eat dinner. Took some time out to go not vote.
Oh, loser.
Because it was election day. And when I got to the thing, it closed. The polls closed at 9, and I got there at like 9:01. But that's okay. I registered to vote, so at least I got something done.
True. And you're in New York, so it's not like it would have made that big a difference.
Yeah. Midterm elections, nice, not very important. But all told, the experience was about 6 hours. If you want to actually calculate how much time I actually spent, probably closer to around 4. I was trying to see how far I could go on expert without failing, and I got to the 36th song out of 40, and then that got me failed. That there was a song called Institutionalized by Suicidal Tendencies. I don't know. I got blasted on that song. I couldn't play it. And then after I beat that one, the Pulp Fiction song killed me as well. But then after that, I was able to finish off this Megadeth song and then Freebird.
Oh. My first shots, man.
Which is surprising as all hell because those are freaking hard. But I gotta say that buy it. Now. You. Specifically you.
Me?
Two. Yes.
What do I have to buy?
Guitar Hero 2. You dumbass.
The game he was just talking about for about 2 minutes. Huh? What were you doing? Jacking off?
Listen, I was talking. You can go fuck yourself. I'm so sick of this shit.
Were you giving some comfort time to Ethan Jr.?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I gotta massage him on a morning basis.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Austin, were you seeing that game in your sleep, man?
Imagine no.
So. Really?
I should, but no.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really good, as you know, as can be expected. It's excellent. I will say, and this is probably echoed in other reviews, the song list is huge and extensive, but at the same time, it's kind of less. Some of the songs are a little less fun. Like on the overall. I could, like, take a look through the Guitar Hero 1 list and be like, okay, sure, I want to play that, sure, I want to play that, sure, I want to play this,
right.
In Guitar Hero 2, there's some songs where I'm just like, where I finish playing them, I never want to touch this song again. This was, like, annoying to get through. Some of the songs are really, have really repetitive riffs that just aren't that fun to play. So it's like, once I got through them, I'm like, okay, I'm only going to try to 5-star this, and then I'll never play it for recreation again, because it's, you know, it's too tiring, it's too annoying, whatever.
Right.
And the difficulty doesn't ramp up on the same level. It's really, really difficult, but it's also uneven. Like, there's some songs that you really wonder, you're like, why is this song so late in the game because it's really easy, and why is this song so early because it's really hard?
Right.
It's not as evenly distributed as the first Guitar Hero, where it went from easy to medium to hard to really fucking hard to you can't play this for shit.
Uh-huh.
You know? This one is kind of like really, really easy, 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 really hard, easy, 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 kind of hard, easy,
right.
Medium, 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 hard, hard, really, 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 really hard, 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 and then, you know, it's just all over the place, kind of. So, for example, the fact that I could finish Freebird in one try and I couldn't finish Institutionalized, you know? I mean, it makes sense that Freebird is the last song of the game because it's Freebird, but it wasn't as hard as some of the other stuff, so it's like, And they also got, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Homestar Runner.
No.
It's this random, like, Flash-based website that they put up, this guy puts up these Flash cartoons. Most of them aren't that funny, but...
Oh, there's yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, and, like, there's this one
funny.
Guy
it's
who...
It's kind of retarded. It's this retarded kid or something?
It looks like he's... Yeah.
Is he retarded or not?
I have no idea. He's a very good athlete, though. as per what the website says, he's a very good athlete.
Right.
And, like, there's this... He's got this one, like, nemesis in the storyline, apparently, that, you know, basically answers emails in the form of his own little miniseries. It's called The Strong Bad Emails. And people, you know, write in, and he makes fun of them and stuff. And this one person asked him to draw something. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna draw a dragon. And he draws this really shitty-looking dragon. I can link you guys to it later. And he calls it Trogdor the Burninator. It comes replete with a random heavy metal parody song. They actually put that song in the game.
Really?
Like, yeah. Huh. They put a Flash cartoon song in the game. It was pretty surprising when they announced it. That when I actually played it, like it only goes for like a minute in the cartoon, and the actual song itself is only about 2 minutes in the game. But they like I thought they made up like some solo for it just to give it some substance, and it's actually pretty hard, the song itself. So I'm actually surprised. I thought it was just gonna be like a. Have you guys ever seen Spinal Tap?
Yes.
Seen what?
They have a song, Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
They have a song from that in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the first section, so it's pretty funny. Tonight, I'm gonna rock you tonight. Al was over. He had a concert on Friday, and he was over, and we did. You know, I don't know if you guys know about the co-op mode in this game.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah. So I was saying before, like one person can play the lead, and one person can play the bass and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we did this really retarded thing where he took the lead and I took the bass, and his girlfriend was like sitting on the side, calling out switch at random points in the song, and we'd have to switch guitars and keep on playing and try to keep it up.
Okay.
And we actually have that on video. And we will put it up on Try Game soon, but right now it's on my GameSpot blog, and you can see the retarded fun there. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Tony, what are you looking forward to?
I already said
it. Oh, wait, you said it already. Vice City Stories.
Got lost in it. You're supposed to say what you looking forward to, you retard.
No, I know. I know. I'm asking you because you said Vice City Stories 4 weeks in a row.
What?
Actually, yeah, we kind of did. Ethan, we did kind of skip you because, I mean, you said Splinter Cell, but is there anything else?
I mean, I'm still looking forward to Total, TA.
Total Isolation?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Hmm? Huh?
What?
Huh?
Damn it!
Total Annihilation?
Yeah, but the next one.
The sequel, Supreme Commander?
Yeah, Supreme Commander, baby.
That's nice. RTSs. You love it. You love it. You never even played it.
Yeah, but I'm
you're going to be one of those people who reviews the game.
And I'm looking forward to any next SWAT game, even though I don't even think they're making one yet.
One's coming out next week.
What?
Yeah.
You heard.
No, what'd you say?
He said one's coming out next week.
A SWAT game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On PC?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're a fucking asshole. I would have spotted that, you son of a bitch. Don't get me excited like that. I almost had to fucking drop a load in my pants right
now. Did Ethan Jr. stand at attention?
What?
Did he salute? I said, did Ethan Jr. stand at attention and salute for that? I'm sure he did.
Mm.
Spring! Alright, I'll talk about what I'm looking forward to. Not much.
Oh, okay.
That's a lie. No, that's a lie. I can't spend money because we have stupid Nintendo launch coming up and I've got my dollar sunk into that.
Right, exactly.
But I am looking forward to Final Fantasy III on the DS to supplement Al's missing comment, because I know that's what he would say.
Mm-hmm.
He is off in church with the priest and the boys. So
gonna get his soul saved.
When he gets back from church and from the let's all give him a hug and tell him that it wasn't his fault. You know, the priests just do that. And he should report him. Anyway, onto the big. Before we get onto the big topics, which are the console launches, I actually headed down to the Nintendo World Store this week, and I tried out the Nintendo thing. Finally, after like God knows how long of having it out, and I recommend you guys go down there and try it as well. I have to say, Excite Truck, not so exciting at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen footage of that.
Yeah, I did.
But I mean, the footage looks fine. I mean, graphically, you know, it's not superb because it's not...
No, what it kind of reminded me of, Beatles Adventure Racing. Like, what? You gotta find... You ever played that game for the Nintendo 64?
No.
Okay, there was this game, I guess it was a sponsored by Volkswagen game.
Volkswagen?
Beatles Adventure Racing.
And oh my god.
Essentially, what it is, it's a racing game. It's a racing game where you find different paths, different shortcuts, and stuff like that. And it, you know, just takes you to different scenery, different, it's adventure racing. It was okay, you know, but Excite Truck is pretty much like that in that you have, different paths you could take to win the race, shortcuts.
It does have paths, yeah, but it's not so much adventure as it is just straight racing.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it's a monster truck kind of sort of thing. You control it by... You know, turning the remote on its side, mm-hmm. and you kind of swivel it like a steering wheel.
Right.
But
was it
seriously,
accurate?
Way too accurate, I would say.
takes
you know what I mean?
Because
it's
to,
like the slightest nudge would kind of send it off spiraling, you know. So it's like you have to really be careful. And there are probably some sensitivity settings that I could have used, but you know, because I played it in 5 minutes,
right?
You know, at the store, you know, and they had a line there, and they were moving along the line. So he's like, okay, here's how you play. Go, you know. So I was playing it, and so I didn't have time to touch any of the settings, if they existed. And like to me, it's like, okay, well, you know, it doesn't. It feels a little bit floaty, like the ass of the truck just kind of juts out whenever you turn, and it's like, ugh. Like, I'd rather wait to see how it feels with, like, that steering wheel attachment that you actually snap the controller into in, like, a real driving game, because I can't. I also tried some of the Wii Sports games. Tennis was pretty cool. It was pretty accurate. Some people complained that when they tried to do a backhand to send the ball to the right side of the court, it would kind of send it straight.
Okay.
And how does it know that you're not doing a forehand on your way to doing a backhand?
That's a good question. It really just swings with you. So if you swing to do a backhand, like
up,
it'll swing and swing. Like it'll swing twice, and that's fine because you know the thing is that like I mean I'm not any tennis expert or anything, but it is possible to send a straight shot with a backhand or a forehand, right? I mean it doesn't always have to veer to the left or the right.
No, I don't know why people would think that it. Had to you can you definitely
it depends
out.
It depends on if you put spin on the ball or if you know where you hit the ball
a lot of times you'll hit it straight with a backhand
so you rarely like, will oh my god this is faulty I'm like okay
well no you'll rarely hit it with no top or backspin you'll always go one way or the other you don't just smack straight into it usually
and
you'll
you know
come over the ball or you'll chop it so that you can land it you know as soon as it drops over the net it just stops.
The funny thing is that it picks up a lot of the flaws in people's playing. I didn't know it was that accurate. Like, this little kid was playing, and, you know, obviously a little kid's going to exaggerate his motions, right?
Right.
So he kept on having these wild swings, but that were kind of slow. Not slow, but, like, slower than they should have been, and the ball was always getting lobbed.
Okay.
It's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And that you can kind of cheat, though, like, by just using your wrist instead of your whole arm.
Right.
And if you ask me, it's still fun if you use it that way. Like I think one of the IGN editors was like, "Oh, that's cheating because you're not really using the whole swing." And I'm like, "I don't care. It's still fun, you know." And it makes it less frustrating for people who are like, "Why is my tennis ball still lobbing in the air? I hit it hard," you know. So whatever, you know, using your wrist or using your whole arm, it's still fun. I also tried bowling. Bowling is really dead on. Like I'm a shitty bowler. In real life, and I was a shitty bowler in Wii Sports. Like, it has all my tendencies. Like, I have the tendency to, like, the bowling ball always drifts to the left if I don't control it well. And in the game, like, every time that I just threw it without thinking about it, it always drifted to the left. Huh. It really followed, like, the behavior of my hand. So you know, I was pretty impressed with. The last thing I tried was Rayman. I don't know if you guys have read much about it or seen much footage about it, but... It's basically a collection of mini games, whereas traditionally Rayman is a platform game, kind of like Mario.
Right.
Now it's more of a collection of mini games that kind of just show off the new controller. And at first I was like pissed. I was like, I don't want a fucking collection of mini games.
Right.
You know, this is kind of like cheesy and it's a cop out. But when I actually started playing it, it was really fun. Mm-hmm. There's this one mini game where the whole thing is based on Rayman got captured by these like rabbit like things called rabbids. And they've kind of make him a gladiator in that he has to entertain, you know, the town of Rabbids by doing all these stupid little contests. One of them is a cow swinging game, which you take the remote and you swing it around like a lasso and you have to launch the cow as far as you can, complete with that wasn't on the demo. But the one that I did try was there a whole bunch of... You're on the beach and you're, like, behind a bar serving this orange drink, which could be alcoholic if you interpreted it that way. And basically what happened was all these rabbits are coming at you waiting to be served with snorkeling masks on. And your job is to point the remote at the screen like you're playing a shooter and basically, like, fill them up with juice. It sounds really stupid and really perverse, I know, but you have to see it in motion. The trick is that you can't just point the remote at them and fill their masks up. You also have to, like, pump the juice from a keg with your left hand. With the little nunchuck attachment. So you're sitting there, like, it looks, like, really perverse. Like, if you saw it from a distance, like, in a dark room, you'd be like, what the hell is that guy doing? But you're basically pumping up and down with your left hand really fast, really hard, and you're pointing at the screen with your right hand. So you start to lose your coordination, and by the time, like, 1 minute's up, like, your arms are dead tired, and you can't point at the screen anymore. So, this is one of those games where people are like, oh my god, playing this thing is going to be so tiring, I'm not going to buy it, blah, blah, blah. But that's bullshit. You know, this is this one mini game that lasts for about 2 minutes. 1 minute if you suck. You know, it's not going to be indicative of all the games that use a remote. It's not going to get you tired. A lot of people in gaming journalism have been playing the Zelda game,
right,
where you have to actually swing the remote to swing your sword. They're like, you don't get tired doing it. It's over-exaggerated. It's fine. So anybody who's worried that they're going to get tired, get over it.
Well, not only that. I mean, like, if they were concerned about exercise and stuff, this is cheaper than a fucking exercise machine. You know?
That's true.
At least they'll get some exercise, them fat fucks. That was unfair. I'm sorry to all the fat fucks out there. I really am.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
First, you got to give a sincere apology to the Germans, and then you apologize to the fat fucks.
Yeah,
if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking
Ethan
about, listen to last week's
podcast. Yeah, Ethan has no clue what we're talking about.
Always clueless.
Yeah, well,
he upset the entire German nation.
Keep the Jew in the dark.
Keep the Jew in the dark, dark, dark. Keep the Jew in the dark, dark, dark.
But before I move on, another piece of news, the NPD sales just came out for October. This is what Gamasutra said. NPD's October video game hardware and software sales for North America have been released, and the game sales actually saw a disappointingly slight 1% increase to $369 million, with total industry sales up 16%. Nonetheless, blah, 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 I don't care.
Right.
Let's see. Here are the unit sales. In terms of hardware numbers, the Nintendo DS dominated, thanks to continuing demand for its DS Lite redesign and the success of its casual game titles, selling for 360,000 units for the month. The PlayStation 2 came in second at around 235 units, with the Xbox 360 slightly disappointingly selling at just under 220,000 units, the Game Boy Advance just under 170,000 units, and the PSP 130,000. How is the PSP selling less than the Game Boy Advance?
Oh, man.
And how is the Xbox 360 selling less than the PlayStation 2, besides the fact that it costs
way
more?
That is true. Yeah, PlayStation 2 has been around forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why are people
buying
something that they already have?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing is that it's probably getting a lot of people who couldn't afford the PlayStation 2 when it first came out.
Right.
And now that it's only
$130,
which surprisingly is the same price as the DS...
Uh-huh.
Everybody's flocking to it.
Or they're getting they're getting people like Ethan, who gives his PlayStation 2 away and then buys another one and doesn't play it.
Or no, they may be getting people that really did just break it.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, that's a cynical answer, which is likely true because the thing is a piece of shit when it comes to construction.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
now,
man.
Like that doesn't say anything for the Xbox 360 because the Xbox 360 when it first came out was also filled with production problems. But but Microsoft fulfilled those orders, you know, promptly, and those problems came up. Like, people would bring their system home, play it for a week, and then see, like, the red screen of death. No red screen of death exists, but they actually have, like, a red light that says your thing is broken. And they were still under warranty. PlayStation 2s that, you know, last for about 3 years and then choke, they're not under warranty, so you know that, you know, everybody keeps on buying them. But yeah, those are the sales, and I'm just surprised. I wonder what's going to happen this holiday season. Notice how the
I was just going to comment about the PSP sales. If they had better games for the PSP, maybe it would increase the sales. I mean, that's my opinion for it.
More games. I just think it's kind of funny how Xbox and GameCube didn't even make the list. Probably for good reason. But getting closer to the launch stuff, before we start just talking about the launches, we have a Japanese launch to actually talk about.
I also just
want to,
before we get to that launch, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
No!
hey, Tony, you know, did you guys talk about Reservoir Dogs at all?
Oh, that did come out weeks ago.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, no. I'm really looking forward to it because it has every single voice.
It was released.
Yeah, it was released already?
Yeah, and you know what it got from GameSpot?
How much?
Like a
6.6.
Oh no, why?
4.6 poor.
Let's see, their little summary. Neither a good action game on its own merits nor quality fan service, Reservoir Dogs is an out-and-out failure. It's got the super sounds of the 70s. The bad. Shooting missions are either criminally boring or clunky and frustrating. depending on how you play them, driving missions are an exercise in frustration.
Wow.
Ugly graphics, extremely short parentheses, actually maybe that's a good thing, end parentheses, story is a pale representation of the film's plot.
Wow.
What do I got, Mr. Pink?
Oh, well. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Moving on.
That's it.
Bam! Okay, but here's the PS3 launch. In Japan, which already happened, I think it was November 11th. This was posted on GameSpot November 11th at 8 a.m., mm-hmm. which means in Japan time, it was already the 12th. As you know, Japan has like 3 units, yeah. whereas North America is getting like 400,000.
Literally 3. The Prime Minister
and
gets
the headline of this GameSpot article, yeah. the headline of this GameSpot article is PS3 launch rewards few.
Yeah.
The hardcore and hardy get their consoles in Japan, but most gamers in Nippon are left out in the cold, go home, empty-handed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not surprised.
This and you gotta Hirohiko see the line. Nozumi. These people are just very optimistic. Very yeah. optimistic. I mean, they only have 100,000 units, which means, like, every store on the corner has one. So
yeah, it's really bad. I mean, consider this. In the United States, we're getting 400,000 units.
Yeah.
And like, only the biggest, like, many GameStops and EB Games are getting between 8 and 16 units each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so, like, if 100 people line up at the GameSpot, at the GameStop in, like, yeah. Manhattan Mall, yeah. only 8 of them are going to get something. That's, uh-huh. like, so here, let me read some things from this article by Hirohiko Nozumi. At Shinjuku's Yodobashi Camera, the first person in line was a 22-year-old student who had been waiting in line since 6 p.m. on Friday. While he looked tired and worn from the long wait, he shined a grin as he walked away with a PS3 and a Mobile Suit Gundam game. Similar scenes were taking place in other locations throughout Tokyo, most selling PS3s without pre-orders or raffle tickets. The Ikebukuro Big Camera had over 1,200 customers with numbered tickets. While the Shibuya... Tataya, the official launch location for the Xbox and Xbox 360, had about 300 units to sell. Okay, so that's slightly better. While the hardcore gamers returned home happily with their PS3s, it was another story with the general public who weren't even aware that the PS3 would be limited. From around 8 a.m. on, we saw dozens of people approaching the stores only to see sold-out signs in front. 8 a.m. It was pretty apparent about what was going to happen next. To see how things were going at stores giving away raffle tickets, we went to the Shinjuku Big Camera to see if there was a line. Mm. Over 400 people have formed a line by around 9 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
A staffer came out and held up a sold-out sign soon after, telling the unlucky stragglers that they had no chance at all of buying a unit. A similar scene was happening at Sakuraya, which only had about 20 units each of the 20 and 60 gig models. Yet there was still a line of about 200 people even after the scheduled closing time of the ticket distribution.
Wow. What, so, what, like, is it that they think they're doing? I just don't get it.
I don't understand either. I mean,
are
like,
they just gathering around and have a campfire and talk about how eager they are to get
Not
one?
Only that, they're Japanese. They're supposed to be fucking smart. If you see 400 people online, you know... if you see 400 people online and you see it sold out or they're having raffle tickets, you can't expect to get a PlayStation 3 today.
Well,
I'll
at least talk
it.
To that point and say, in the least, they should be better at math to understand. you can't divide.
They're not Chinese. They're not Austin.
Those waiting in line to get raffle tickets were a very different group from the customers who waited overnight.
Right.
The crowds we saw in the overnight lines consisted of hardcore gamers, foreigners, and homeless people hired by scalpers.
What?
Holy shit, I'll say that's awesome!
The crowds we saw in the overnight lines consisted of hardcore gamers, foreigners, and homeless people hired by scalpers.
That is ridiculous.
Wow.
They were mostly male, and many of them wore heavy clothing to survive the cold, additionally prepared with portable chairs and handheld gaming machines. On the other hand, the lines that formed at raffle locations this morning consisted of more casually dressed people with a good number of female customers, parents with children, and a few elderly folks also lining up for the system. So it's like, the people who didn't have a shit clue, like, it was like, okay, we'll go to the store at opening. And, like, anybody who knew anything, like, we're waiting since, like, February in front of the goddamn store.
Right, right.
Unbelievable.
Sony expects to ship 100,000 units every week after today's launch, which would give it total sales of about 400 units by the time the Wii is released in December.
Exactly, yeah.
Coincidentally, Nintendo expects 400,000 units to be available on launch day in Japan.
Mm. Wow.
So we'll see what happens, but in America... That's why we want to try to cover this launch. I want to see how many people line up at that Toys R Us. How many people are aware that the PS3 is going to be selling like 5 units?
Yeah.
That'll be a quick report from Times Square.
from Times Square. People are rioting. I'd be more afraid of walking out of the store with one right now.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
I mean,
yeah, seriously.
$600 for a machine that's going to get ripped off as soon as you walk through the door.
There were a couple of reports when the Xbox 360 came out that like five people got robbed.
Yeah.
Like, at gunpoint for this shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'd be afraid. You know what? Just for practical reasons. You know, not really affordable reasons that I wouldn't buy this right now. I'll buy it like a year down the line, you know?
When people forgot about it and, like, yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, what I'm hoping to do is, you know, go to the end of the line at Toys R Us and be like, what are you waiting for? And be like, PlayStation 3! Like, like, what games do you want? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, are you aware that
excited.
There are only eight?
He'd be all excited and everything. And then by, like, 2 a.m., I'll go back to the end of the line and be like, so, what did you think? That's bullshit, man.
Yeah,
get my console.
Dude, I'd be online interviewing kids. Hey, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for a play that. Punch him in the face.
And then you get arrested for child molestation.
It's worth it. Child molesting? Child abuse.
Yes. Molesting.
Oh, God.
Just because they'd want to get you on.
No, that's Ethan's bag.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, the Nintendo launch is going to happen at that same Toys R Us at midnight, straddling Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Apparently, Toys R Us was taking pre-orders, and then they stopped, apparently.
Right.
Then one of my friends over in Boston was saying that they were starting to take them again in Boston. So I don't know if that means that they're taking them again in New York.
Oh.
But I think the situation is going to be much less dire because they're actually going to have some stock.
Yeah, but not enough. Definitely not enough.
Do you think they're not going to have enough? Do you think? What are your thoughts on the demand? Do you think it's really that high for the Nintendo console that, like, even with a million units in the States, that they're going to sell out in day one? I'm just trying to get your guys' take.
400. I'm sorry. What's the question?
Sony's having 400,000. Get with the program. Sony has 400,000, and Nintendo has a million.
Uh huh.
So that's basically what it comes down to.
Okay.
So it's a question. So do you think, you know, the demand's high enough, or will they have plenty to go around?
It depends. It depends. Many people buy it just for a status reason. This could be the new bling. You know what I'm saying? They'll just buy it because they have bragging rights, and they'll sell it on eBay for a higher price. So,
well, that's... yeah.
I mean, like...
But that's the thing.
It'll definitely sell out. Yeah, definitely.
It always sells out.
Yeah, it'll definitely sell out. Yeah, sure.
Because I remember when the GameCube came out, like, a lot of people were excited for it, but they did not... Like, I don't think they sold out on day one. Like, it was very easy to get one.
Because
Nintendo's usually good about having supply there. Well... I shouldn't say that because the N64 was a disaster and the DS Lite was a disaster over in Japan. They didn't have enough units. But, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, if you can't get one on day one because they're going to be shipping units every single week like Sony is trying to, but they're probably going to be more successful than Sony. They hope to have, like, 2 million in stores by Christmas. So if you don't get one on next Sunday, you'll probably get one, like, the Friday of that week or, like, the Sunday after that. Like, there's not going to be a problem. I don't think there is. But meanwhile, that's where the launch party is. And as I said last week, very upset about it, that's the official launch party. Instead of being at the Nintendo World Store where you'd think it's going to be.
Yeah.
But the official store is smaller. That's why they're having it at Toys R Us or whatever. But for anybody who's in New York, Toys R Us is not having a midnight... I'm sorry. The Nintendo World Store is not having a midnight launch. It is opening up at 8 a.m. for people, so... So pre-orders are guaranteed. So if you live in New York and you have your pre-order from the Nintendo World Store and you get there, they are guaranteed they will have enough to fulfill your pre-order because that's why they stopped taking pre-orders about a week ago so that they could fill the pre-orders. And then they said they should still have enough for stragglers like Ethan to come in and get one.
Wait.
So if you're going to get one on day one, then just wait in the cold line at 6 a.m. with us for the store to open at 8 a.m.
I'm just going to have to wait. I don't have any time to play video games anyway. It's a sad.
So
sad
here's what you do, Ethan. You have me go down there. I'll pick it up for you. I'll play it for a week. I'll give it back to you used.
Yeah, and stained and fucking with shit cakes in it. No fucking way.
Ew.
I will get my own later. Thank you very much.
New definition of brown sugar.
Oh, God.
But
anything
yeah,
else?
I, Como?
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Huh? But yeah, I mean this is a this is a huge week. I think when the Xbox came out, it was supposed to be a huge week because the Xbox came out like literally a week before the GameCube did, but a lot of people were still kind of like, what the fuck is this thing? You know,
right, right.
A lot of people were still high on Sony and Nintendo, so Xbox was kind of like a dark horse. No one really cared about it
right.
as much. Even though there was a substantial amount of people who did care about it, like it wasn't to like this level now where everybody was into the 360 when it first came out, and now that everybody is like flocking to these two systems, like two high profile established companies launching, you know, extremely high profile systems like within 2 days of each other. I don't think I've ever seen this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm wondering what the fallout's going to be of people who went to buy a PS3, didn't get it,
right,
and then the next week and go into the Nintendo store and like, yeah, let me just get one of these.
Exactly.
At the same time, it's like how many people are just like, I will wait for a PS3.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They're actually supposed to be kiosks at Toys R Us to try it out, so if any of you happen to pass by Times Square, jump into Toys R Us and see if you can find a PS3 and try mm-hmm. to get your hands on it. I mean, I'll tell you, I saw it at Digital Life. I mean, I saw the games being played, and there's nothing that makes me want to spend another $200.
Mm-hmm.
Over the price of a 360. It's impressive for sure, but I mean, if you, Ethan, especially for you, if you saw, like, if you've seen any DirectX 10 demos with the $600 video cards,
yeah.
you'd probably be on the first line and say, I'd rather get a video card than a PS3.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. I would definitely buy computer parts before a console that's that expensive.
But it is a computer!
What?
Oh, that's right, it is a computer. It's a supercomputer.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, though, at the end, it's all about the games, so it's, like, people who are, like, sitting there going, yeah, you know, it's stupid to spend $600 on a video card, I'd rather have a PS3. That's because you like Metal Gear Solid, that's fine.
Right.
If yeah, like, I mean, there's so many games out for PC, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. The PC, it's, I don't know. To me, the PC is a better gaming platform.
Yeah, I think we've had that,
yeah,
we actually had that PC versus console thing before, but, no, it was a long time ago.
Yep.
I'm still, like, in terms of, like, the actual titles, like, I know that the PC can house everything,
mm-hmm.
but there's backwards compatibility issues that sometimes aren't worked out. We don't know what this is going to handle them
yeah,
like.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
There's stability issues.
Yep, valid point.
The games I mean, like, I know you don't, but I do.
I know. That's my personal thing, but I can totally understand the other way around. Like, you get a console, you put a game in it, guaranteed to work. The way the programmer sees it when they're testing it. I mean,
well, not anymore because we've got the Xbox 360 with downloadable content and people are inostensibly going to have patches and all that bullshit.
Yep.
But, like, for me, it's like, they're great games. Like, the PC ranks, for me, second, like, behind, like, Nintendo consoles because they have the games that I think are simply better than PC games.
Sure. And there's really no arguing. It's really just a matter of taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a matter of the game. So anybody who's sitting there going like, oh yeah, the Xbox 360, you know, has shittier hardware, blah 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 blah. Like, you know, we can't compete with the PC or the PlayStation 3, blah blah blah. And the Nintendo hardware is even worse. Well, go where you like the games. I mean, if you're standing online at Toys R Us for a PS3 just because you say my dick is bigger, then, you know, you're playing games for the wrong reason, and you should really just not.
Yeah, no, it all comes down to, like, how much fun you're going to have, period.
Yeah, not only
that. You're having more fun playing a game with shit graphics that's from 1974, fucking awesome, and that's the best shit that's up, period.
That's...
I'll tell you right now, like, Al and I were, like a couple of years back, we were playing this mod of Doom, which actually put it into full 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Doom in full 3D is still Doom. It's still graphically not as impressive as, oh, I don't know,
Half-Life 2.
Quake. Well, Half-Life 2, no, because Half-Life 2 is a good game, and I actually respect that game. But something like, oh, I don't know, like, what was it coming out with?
Doom 3. Nukem.
Okay, old Doom versus Doom 3.
Uh-huh.
I take old Doom in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No matter how shiny Doom 3 is, or if it runs on the Xbox and stuff, it doesn't matter, you know. So, if you're going to go into this console launch, like, looking to wave your dick, then just give it to someone who deserves it.
Well, not only that, let's just look at why you would pay $600 for games right now that are just not exciting. I mean, I don't find any of the games that are coming out
exciting. That's true. The games aren't... I'm still down on both launches, but actually having tried the Nintendo system at the store, like, I'm actually a little bit, you know, I'm kind of relieved.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would call it, because, like, at the very least, there's one game that I'll have a lot of fun with, and that's Rayman. You know,
yeah.
I'll have fun with that. But otherwise, I'm waiting till Zelda comes out in GameCube first.
Right.
I'm sure it works fine on the new system. I just want to play it first on the Cube, because that's how it was supposed to come out. I don't have anything against the fact that it's coming out on this system, except for the fact that they delayed the Cube version after we waited so patiently, and Tony can't get his hands on it until December. Because you're not going to get the waggle control until, like, it comes down to, I don't know. How when are you going to get your if at all?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably wait till December. I mean, like, I'll wait till everything calms down, you know, I'll wait till it's really, really light outside and cold or rainy, so I won't get robbed, you know.
People camp out in the rain, they don't care.
It's all timing. So, I actually, you know, hearing how you were talking about some of these things, and, you know, if the control's really that innovative, I think it'll add, I don't care about the graphics either. You know, sometimes I do, this time I don't. I think it's very innovative gameplay, and I think I'll have some fun with future games that'll come out. So, yeah, maybe I'll pick it up in December.
You know what one journalist mentioned, and this guy's Chris Kohler, who runs the Wired Games section for Wired Magazine. He made the comment that the way that they split the controller into two, like, when he was playing his marathon of Zelda to write the previews for his magazine, he was basically sitting on the couch with his arms, like, you know how you watch TV and you're like, pay attention to where your hands are, they're just like down,
right?
But when you're playing a game, you're kind of hunkered over, your hands are between your knees,
right?
When he was playing Zelda on the new system, he was just sitting there like he was watching TV, his hands were at his side because the two units are separate, and he was like, this is the ultimate boon for lazy people. It feels so comfortable. If Nintendo had just split the controller in two and not included motion sensing, I would be, like, in heaven, because this is great for lazy people to just sit there with their hands down. And the only time he had to point it at the screen was when he was trying to choose things from the menu or shoot the bow and arrow. But the rest of the time, it was just down by his thighs, and he was just like, playing like a true couch potato. So if you're lazy, this is a system for you.
Oh, what an asshole.
Well, if you're lazy, this is a system for you to play traditional games. If you need to lose weight, this is a system for you to play, like, Rayman.
Okay. Yeah.
Or something else.
But, Nintendo Wii, the exercise machine. Yeah.
But before we go, one last thing about launches. If you are considering lining up, there are some good links out there. I suggest you Google, like, you know, PlayStation 3 launch. There's this one website that I'll pull up right now that he actually gives a comprehensive list of tips for console launches. Let's have a hand for Tony's parrot, everybody.
Go,
yay!
So the website is devron.wordpress.com. So that's devron.wordpress.com. It's like it's basically a blog, and PlayStation 3 and Nintendo launch day campout guide, and he has basically 14 tips, like 14 main topics, and you know, from beginning to end, it's bring friends, because obviously if you're standing out there alone, you won't be able to go to the bathroom, you won't be able to get food, you'll be lonely. Two, get to know the store manager now. He basically says, because you want to know how many units they're getting, you want him to recognize you so that if you're the first in line, he knows that you're there to line up, and he kind of, you know, there's that familiarity that he'll be more willing to help you out. And also, if you, like, get to know him and he gives you false information, he knows that's his ass, so he'll, like, try to give you as much good information as possible. The third tip, which is what I just said, talk to the store manager and let him or her know that you are standing on the line. So that he knows that you're the one who started the line and the line's at the right place. Because some people line up at the wrong places in the store. Like, he was saying that at a Best Buy once, at a console launch, there were two different lines, and one was lining up behind the storage room in the warehouse, and that was totally the wrong place to stand. The fourth one is early bird gets a worm, obviously. Fifth one is be social. Start to talk to the other people on the line, just in case there might be some people who have friends on the inside that know something that you don't. Or to just, and, like, you know, if you don't have any friends there, they'll save your spot in line. But of course,
but if you don't have any friends, you're fucked.
Yeah. When it comes to stores, discriminate. And here's a big thing. Here's what he says.
That's
last
racist.
Year a lot of
That's racist.
Yeah, that's racist. Last year, a lot of folks were upset that I got a system without standing in some long line, when many of them waited in the rain overnight for a 360 in vain. One female friend almost cornered me at work. How is it fair that you can get a system, but I waited longer and didn't get one? And so I asked her, where did you wait? Her reply was Walmart. And therein lies the problem. I mean, if you go to a Walmart, They are the nation's biggest, you know, freaking store. But at the same time, some Walmarts might consider video games as just like, okay, this is just another part of our lineup. We have video games, we have TVs, we have shotguns, we have this, we have that, we have shoes, we have, you know, all this shit, right?
And the migrant workers are going to steal them all before they open.
Yeah. So, like, the gaming to them is an afterthought, and they might not even know anything about the launches. They might not even know they're getting units. They might not be well-informed. So, it's like, they might not even be getting units. So, Walmart is not the place to go, unless it's a totally last-ditch resort. 7 is bring a survival kit, obviously, if you're going to be standing in the rain overnight. 8, know the rules of the line. So if you're going to get food for your friends, be back within half an hour. And if you're going to bring along friend, if you and 4 friends are going to split up between 4 stores, that's it. Like, don't come in and drag your friends on the line. Otherwise, you're going to get the shit kicked out of you. Be alert. This goes hand in hand with bearing fence and be social, especially if you're not familiar with the area where you're going to wait. And this is what Tony was actually saying. Like, you buy a $600 piece of machinery, you get out the store and you get mugged. That's not going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen, so you don't want that to happen, so you have to be alert. And his 10th tip actually follows that up by saying, like, bring a covering. So, like, bring a gym bag or something. Not a black garbage bag, which everyone knows is there to cover something up, but bring, like, a gym bag.
Yeah, and don't buy it at King's Plaza Mall.
Oh, he says, a pink Conway bag is your road to success.
Nothing worth stealing in there.
Yeah. 11, if you sense Danny, and, like, bring some shirts to kind of, you know, pad the bag. So that people can't see inside. 11, if you sense danger, wait. That's obvious. Like,
right, obvious.
If you go outside the store and you see people lurking, just go back inside the store and wait for an hour. 12, if you wait in line a day or more in advance of launch, agree to sleep in shifts. That's extreme, like going there to sleep. 13, enjoy yourself. 14, please, 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 please be safe. I would love to turn on the news on the 17th at 6 p.m. and only see corny news stories about PlayStation Mania where they stick a camera in front of some little kiddies who just stare and drool on the mic. Mm-hmm. But sadly, I suspect that Friday, November 17th is going to be a crazy day.
I want so if to see carnage.
Yeah, if any of you wants to, any of you 5 listening wants to get up on this launch guide, it is, again, devron.wordpress.com. And it should be, it's a September 24th entry, so just look for that. Or you can go to Google, type in DevRon, and then type in Launch Day Campout Guide. And there's your road to success, bring a Conway bag, blah, blah, blah. There's a picture of people waiting with a sleeping bag and a laptop. There was also a picture somewhere of someone with a TV and a Dreamcast and a power generator. That's crazy. No, that's not on this guy, it's on another guy that I saw, but I couldn't imagine lugging a TV out the camp, the launch day, I don't know. Anyway, do we have any parting shots from you ladies before we sign off?
Tony sucks.
Who? Would you say Nelly sucks?
The only thing I have to say is that if you're going to wait online, you already know, especially if you're like a hardcore anything, if you're waiting online, like, you already know these tips and stuff like that, but most likely you're also a person that probably waited online days in advance to see Star Wars Episode 1, and I hate you for that. So, and Ethan sucks too.
Nice.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
All right,
girl.
Fine. You bit. Got nothing.
Oh,
I got
my God.
That was not worth it.
That's
sorry.
It, that's it.
Okay. Whatever.
So, for Ethan, Tony, and the ever absent Al, who's getting touched by a priest in all the wrong ways, I have been. Bye.
Very good. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl.